This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Ma yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. By Allah, إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. By Allah, I make استغفار, meaning I ask forgiveness, وأتوب إليه, and I repent to him, in a day, akthar, more than 70 times. And in another narration, 100 times. You know, when the Arabs, when they say 70 or more than 70 or 100, it's like us saying a million times. I do it all the time. It's a way of saying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always making istighfar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already forgiven his past and his future sins. Yet he still makes istighfar all the time. And this is what a believer should do. Every day we commit sins. We look at things that are inappropriate. We listen to things that are haram. We do things and we say things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that's why if we don't make istighfar, if we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, our hearts will be hardened. Our hearts will be blackened. Because every time you commit a sin, there's a black spot on your heart. But when a believer repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is erased. And so, if you were to ask someone or tell someone, what would happen? What would happen if you didn't brush your teeth for 3 days? You would have a very foul smell coming from you all the time. And that's why we always make istighfar. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our five daily prayers. Our five daily prayers, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a parable, the five daily prayers are like the stream that runs in front of our houses. And if we were to jump in it five times a day, would we see any sins or would we see any filth on us whatsoever? No, we wouldn't. And likewise, the five daily prayers. And also making istighfar purifies our heart. And so that's why if someone doesn't make istighfar, it's like someone doesn't brush their teeth. Imagine this, the scent, the smell that would come from a person's mouth that brushes his teeth once every week. So that's why every single day, all the time, we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We should always make repentance. And what is the difference between al-istighfar and tawbah? Istighfar is supplicating and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness with your tongue. And taba yatubu means to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is putting our what we say into action. When we ask Allah for forgiveness, then we show it in action. That means we do good deeds. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. And وَأَتْبِعَ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةُ تَمْحُوهَا. And follow a bad deed with a good deed, and it will wipe it away. Meaning, make istighfar, and then change your ways. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, indeed, I ask forgiveness, وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, and I repent to him. That means he asks forgiveness, and he also shows it in his actions, in doing good, in doing that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single time he makes that conviction and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And that's the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How about us? We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And we also don't realize the virtues of istighfar and the importance of istighfar. First and foremost, it is following the commandments of Allah that we make istighfar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. And ask forgiveness of Allah, for indeed Allah is the all-forgiving, most merciful. So Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to ask forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those who ask forgiveness, especially during the last third of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And those who ask forgiveness in the early hours, meaning the last portion of the night. And Allah says, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The people of Jannah and the believers, the muttaqun. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And at the last portion of the night, they seek forgiveness, meaning they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer isn't someone who is perfect and never commits any sins. But a believer, when a believer commits a sin, that believer asks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. They don't delay. They don't say, inshallah, tomorrow I'll change my ways, or next week, or after I make Hajj, or after I finish my payments, or after I graduate, or after I get married, and so forth. No, they don't delay. They don't procrastinate when it comes to istighfar. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. وَسَارِعُوا. And hasten to the forgiveness of Allah. Notice Allah says, and hasten to the forgiveness of Allah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord. Why? Because if you are sincere in asking forgiveness and repenting to Him, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And the people of Jannah are the ones who always make istighfar. Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And paradise, gardens, the width of which is the width of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for the believers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jannah is prepared for the believers, for those who hasten to the forgiveness of Allah, those who don't delay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afterwards, He says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who, when they commit a wrong or oppress themselves or wrong themselves, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And then immediately, the fa here is لِلتَّعْقِيمِ. That means this fa is for immediacy. That means it's immediate. Afterwards, they remember Allah. They make a mistake, but they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then they ask forgiveness of their sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there that can forgive sins except Allah? Who is there that can forgive sins except Allah? No one can forgive sins. And that's why some of the Christians, they go to this person and that person asking, oh Father, forgive me of my sin and so forth. No one can forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And then the believer also makes the conviction to not return to that sin. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they are not persistent in what they have done, in what they did, and knowingly. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They are not persistent in what they do knowingly, meaning they don't return back to that sin. And if they do, they take precautionary measures. They take measures so that they don't fall into that sin again. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They might commit it again. But every single time, they're always planning to push themselves away or keep themselves away from committing that sins by taking all precautionary measures. So if they were to, for example, maybe wake up late for Fajr prayer, next time they're going to put the alarm clock. And if the alarm clock doesn't work, they might tell their family members to wake them up. And if that doesn't work, they'll tell their family members to maybe sprinkle water on their face so that they can wake up and pray on time. So a believer is not a fool, because a fool does the same thing, or insanity, as they say, is someone who does the same thing expecting a different result. No, they always try to take precautionary measures, or they take means and steps so that they don't fall into that sin again. Those are the believers. They, when they make a mistake, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, and they are the best examples. And even in asking forgiveness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Prophet Adam and his wife, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They said, the both of them said, "Oh, our Lord, surely, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and if you don't forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and don't have mercy upon us, وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, surely we would be amongst the losers." And so the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, forgive me and my parents. وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and for those who enter my house of the believers, male and female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the prophets and the best of prophets and messengers, and all the prophets and messengers, they were people who always make istighfar, yet they were the best of people, but they are the best, they are examples for us. And so making istighfar, of course, is one of the greatest means of having our sins be forgiven for. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَن يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whosoever does wrong or oppresses, or whoever does a bad deed or wrongs himself, and then he makes istighfar, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, and then he asks forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجِدِ اللَّهِ, he will find Allah غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, he will find Allah all forgiving, most merciful. And that's why we should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if they're saying, oh Allah, my sins are so great, even your mercy can't encompass it. Ya Allah, how can somebody say such a thing? But when someone loses hope, it's as if they're saying that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, in many verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of his forgiveness and tells us not to lose hope in his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and do not lose hope in the comforting mercy of Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Nobody loses hope in the comforting mercy of Allah except for disbelievers. Why? Because you don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what your situation is also. Allah knows what you're going through, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you can handle it. So no matter what difficulties you may be going through, Allah knows that you can handle it. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be stronger so that he gives you no option except to be stronger so that you can be stronger. And so we ask forgiveness of Allah. We never lose hope in Allah, no matter how much sins we may have, even if our sins reach the heavens and the earth. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. Oh my servants, you sin and you make mistakes day and night. وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا. And I forgive all sins. فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. So ask forgiveness of me, and I will forgive you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, and this is a hadith in Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. O children of Adam, if your sins were to reach the upper echelons of the heavens, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. And then if you were to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you and I would not even mind it. And when we ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so much benefits in it. One of the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us and blesses our wealth, blesses our family when we make istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And that you should ask forgiveness of your Lord. And then, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then return to Him. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَى أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. He will provide for you with the comforts, the greatest, the best of comforts to a set point, until an appointed time. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Man lazima al-istighfar, whosoever continues to make istighfar constantly, ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make a way out for him. And wa min kulli hammin faraja, and every sorrow and sadness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all your worries away. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and he will provide for him from places he did not even perceive. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever has taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will always make a way for him. And when we make istighfar and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us also from calamities, saves us from difficult situations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from the calamities that may befall others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ, and Allah will not punish them. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, as long as you're with them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and Allah will not send a punishment upon them if they continue to make istighfar. Meaning if they make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate them of the calamities that may befall upon those who are disobedient to Allah and those who commit sins. And so if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, we have to also be sincere in al-istighfar. Don't just say it with your mouth. Say it thinking about the sins that you have committed. Say it with your mouth and also with your heart, reflecting upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping in the mercy of Allah, and hoping from the and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, knowing that inshallah, if you're sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And so make the conviction also to improve yourself and to be better and to not return to those sins. And so when a person commits a sin, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, innal mu'min idha adhnaba dhanban kanat nukta sawda. Every time a believer commits a sin, there is a dark black spot fi qalbi, in his heart. Fa in taba wa naza'a wa istaghfar, and if he repents and he abandons that sin, wa istaghfar, and he asks for forgiveness, suqila minha, then it will be wiped and cleansed of it. وَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ حَتَّى يُغَلَّفْ بِهَا قَلْبُ. And if he continues to commit that sin, then the dark spots will continue to be to overwhelm his heart until it covers it all up. And that's the rust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَذَلِكَ الرَّان الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ. And that's the rust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his book. كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ كَلَّا نَيْ. But the rust has overtaken their hearts. And so you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness of him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easier for you to also do good deeds. So continue to make istighfar. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that he will forgive those who repent to him sincerely. What is the best time to make istighfar? All the time. All the time we should make istighfar. But the best time is at the last portion of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he praises the characteristics of a believer. As-sabirina was-sadiqina wal-qanitina wal-munfiqina wal-mustaghfirina bil-ashar. Those who are patient, those who are truthful, those who are devoted, those who spend in his path, those who ask forgiveness bil-ashar. At the end of the night, the last portions of the night. And Allah says, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. كَانَ قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Surely at night time, they little did they sleep. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ. And in the last portions of the night, هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best phrase of forgiveness the Messenger of Allah taught us is known as Sayyid al-Istighfar. In a hadith from Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu anhu, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Sayyid al-Istighfar, the leader, the master, the top, the best phrase of istighfar, أن تقول, that you say, اللهم اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت. Oh my Lord, you are, oh Allah, you are my Lord. لا إله إلا أنت. There is no deity worthy of worship except you. خلقتني وأنا عبدك. You have created me and I am your servant. وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. And I am upon your covenant and your promise. As much as I can, I mean, I will try to fulfill my duty to you and my promise to you as much as I can, to continue to be obedient to you and to worship you. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek refuge in you from the evil that I have committed. وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي. And I admit, and I realize the great blessing that you have bestowed, the great blessing that you have bestowed upon me. وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي. And I return to you with my sins, and I can admit to my sins. فَغْفِرْ لِي. So forgive me. فَإِنُّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتُ. For indeed, no one forgives sins except you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَالَهَا مِنَ النَّهَارِ. Whoever says this in the daytime, مُوقِنًا بِهَا, having certainty in what he is saying, فَمَاتَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ قَبْلَ أَيْ يُمْسِ, and he dies in that day before the evening comes, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Surely he will be amongst the people of Jannah. وَمَنْ قَالَهَا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, whoever says it at nighttime, وَهُوَ مُوقِنٌ بِهَا, and he has certainty in what he is saying, and فَمَاتَ, and he dies, قَبْلَ أَيُّصْبِحَ, and he dies before the morning comes upon him, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Surely he will be amongst the people of Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he forgives us our sins and that he makes us amongst the people of Jannah. Ameen. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.